the paychecks came already, huh?
Yeah. Here's yours. Most of this baby's going right in my payroll savings plan.
Oh, you're lucky. I got expenses. Now, what kind of a dent could I make with $410 a week?
You make $410 a week?
Sure, how about you? Wow, what do you do to get by on that? Eat plaster?
Excuse me, pal. You got any spare change for a guy who's been down on his... Sorry, I had no idea.
Okay, Mac, hit me with your best shot.
Philip Falcone, Your Honor. Breaking and entering and resisting arrest.
All right, slow down. What is this, a track meet? Compliments to your barber. Or is it the gardener?
Your Honor, Mr. Falcone was arrested while dealing around a three-card Monte to a group of Yugoslavian tourists right outside of Radio City Music Hall.
Sir, my client contends that he was merely holding a crime prevention workshop in an effort to promote East-West relations.
Sir, he was found with three decks of marked cards on him and some money, which the police pulled out from under his tongue.
Fabulous!
Sir, we're talking a wad of singles and some phlegm.
You're the fabulous Falcone! He's the fabulous Falcone! This guy had the greatest magic show was ever on TV. It is a real honor to meet you. I am a big, big fan, Mr. Falcone. I guess I've been waiting all my life just to shake your hand. Guilty as charged.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine.
The pleasure is all mine. Is he a crack-up or what?
Yeah, or what?
It's Falcone. I don't want to put you out or nothing, but I would consider it a real honor if you would let me buy you dinner tonight.
I'll call my valet and have him press my tux.
Press my tux!
What's with him?
Maybe he got a look at your paycheck.
I happened to discover that another one of the bailiffs who's working here is making $90 a week more than I am. And I thought I'd just call and find out why. Oh, I see. Well, when's he getting back from Camp David?
Hey, kids, what time is it?
You remembered, huh?
You bet I remember. Every week you'd say, hey, kids, what time is it? And us at home, we'd all yell back, it's magic time!
You actually talk back to a television set?
I was 7 years old. What the hell did I know? What happened? I mean, you had that TV show, and now...
Well, I got hit with reality. Both barrels, right here. They said it was a mild heart attack. Just the same, I had to slow down.
I'm sorry.
A lot of people got it worse. How about Al Jolson?
He's dead.
That's the point.
Sir, here it is.
Oh, Mac, great. Where'd you find it?
It was in your closet, underneath the inflatable Mary Lou Redden doll.
That's a gag gift.
Whatever you say, sir.
What's that?
Guess.
A box.
A box!
I got a million of them.
It's the original Fabulous Falcone magic kit. This is the one that you advertised on your show. I ran out and bought one.
Would you do one of these tricks for me, just for old time's sake?
I'm sorry, kid. You can't go back home again.
You still sick?
Oh, no. I'm fine.
Well, then what is it?
It's just that I lost my touch. Look, I gave it a chance about 10 years ago. Little club in Jersey. I reached in my pocket and pulled out a little pigeon. It bit my finger. And I produced a rabbit out of a top hat. It bit my nose. That night, I had them both for dinner. Then, I threw the Fabulous Falcone trunk into the East River, and it sank. Now, that's magic.
All right, I understand. Maybe you need a couple of bucks to see you through, huh?
Oh, no, kid, you're feeling sorry for me. I don't need any pity. What I need is...
confidence!
How's that?
You need confidence. You need a bunch of people applauding you when you're doing what you do best.
Begging for pizza crusts?
No, magic. You need a hot crowd, Falcone. And I know where we can find one.
You want us to watch some slimy old wino do magic tricks?
Oh, you guys are gonna have the time of your life, really. I brought him here during the meal break. I pulled out a trunk of tricks. He went right into practicing. He's been rehearsing for hours. Now this is gonna be great. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
It's 10 o'clock.
Do you know where your furniture is?
Falcone took everything. He took my computer. He took my sofa. He took my wax statue of Fess Parker.
Sir, if there is anything I can do to help you, anything at all.
Why don't you let him sleep with you tonight?
Dan, that would be improper.
Okay, why don't you let me sleep with you?
You can burn my face, blind me forever.
Nice place you got here, sir. I realize it's none of my business, but don't you think a beanbag by the fireplace would be a nice thing? Bull, Harry's apartment's been robbed. Oh. What'd they get?
Hi, Mac.
Sir, why are you walking like that?
Because I slept in my bathtub.
All rise. Criminal Court Part 2 is now in session. The Honorable Harold T. Stone. Rapidly aging.
Sir, you look miserable. Why don't you have Matt call for a substitute? You should go home.
And do what? Wax my floors?
You wouldn't have to move anything.
You care to buff them with your face, Dan? Bye.
Sir, you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'd rather be here working than back home rolling around on the linoleum anyway. Get on with it, huh, Matt?
Yes, sir. David Evans, destruction of city property.
Your Honor, Mr. Evans was arrested for bludgeoning a city parking meter with a manhole cover.
Sir, my client pleads guilty and throws himself on the mercy of the court.
He stole my Mel Torme albums.
Oh, sir, no.
Did I miss something?
The entire collection. Mel sings at Carnegie Hall. Mel live at the Monterey Jazz Festival. Mel's best to you at Christmas.
Sir? Sir. Excuse me for interrupting, but the boys downstairs just brought in somebody you might want to see.
Nice suit.
I picked it out myself.
Out of my closet.
They found him slumped in an alley by Penn Station. He apparently sold all your stuff to a fence and was trying to skip town.
I trusted you. I thought I could believe in you.
How could you? What kind of man are you?
Hey, what am I, on trial? Oh, yeah.
This chunk of lice was your hero.
Hey, none of us are perfect, Ace.
So that stuff about the heart attack, that was all...
sheep dipped. So let me alone, will you? Besides, you don't have anything left I can steal.
Wrong, Falcone. I got memories. Great ones. Go ahead, try to take those away from me. Mr. Evans, you got a little upset. You busted a meter. I'm going to fine you $200. Mr. Falcone, you ripped me off for everything I own in this world. And you broke my heart. I'm not going to press charges.
That sounds fair.
It is fair, Mr. Evans. Because he's right. It's my fault for believing in you. It's my fault for thinking you were somebody that you aren't. It's my fault for giving a damn. Take a 5-minute recess.
Listen. Be careful walking across the street. My brakes have been acting a little funny lately.
You hurt him. You hurt him bad.
You just watch him take it out on me!
Well, are you happy, Mr. Falcone? You took the one man in the world that would have done anything for you, and you shattered him into 1,000 pieces. You mangled his dreams. You twisted his memories. You shredded the very tapestry of his existence.
What's your point?
Wait a minute. That's it? That's the best you guys can do? Your dog meat. Your insect larvae. As far as I'm concerned, you're the slimiest, most conniving, two-bit mound of vermin that ever walked into this room. Of course, that wouldn't preclude us to have an affair.
I'll take my chances with his bad breaks.
Excuse me. I'm looking for a bailiff named Shannon.
That's me.
Oh, hi. Robert Marks with the city?
Which one?
Ours. I'm an assistant in the comptroller's office. We checked our computer after you called and found our records on your seniority were in error. You have been underpaid, Mr. Shannon. We'd like you to accept our apologies and this check for $26,402. That's the amount owed plus interest.
Oh, wow!
I'd like to thank all the little people who helped me attain this honor.
I just have to find a Florence Kleiner.
Right here.
Oh, good. Well, that saves some walking. Ms. Kleiner, having reviewed the records of all the bailiffs in this district, we find that you've been getting level 6 pay even though you're on level 5 status.
Meaning?
You're about to get leveled. You owe us $2,400. Don't worry. We won't nail you for it all at once. We'll just take it out slowly and gently, week after week after week. I love this job.
Don't worry about it, Florence. I'd be glad to lend you the money to pay it all back. In fact, I'd be glad to just give you the money to pay it all back.
You do that for me? After all the fun I made of you? After I laughed at you like that? Why?
Because I love you.
Bull, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Guilt is such a great weapon.
They're back. Mel live at the palace is back. Mel at the Hollywood Bowl is back. Mel sings with Caesar Romero is back.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
I guess it must be magic time.
Not a bad trick, huh?
How the hell did you get in here?
Told your landlady I was a cop.
You dressed like that?
Told her I was Serpico.
No idea there was anybody here.
Oh, there's a fresh pot of coffee in there. Who do you think made it? Hop Sing? Nice place. I like what you haven't done with it.
Coming from you, that means a lot.
I thought I'd stop by and make a farewell appearance. I traded your suit for those albums. The guy at the pawn shop wasn't too crazy about Torme.
Like you said, nobody's perfect.
Tell me about it. Look at me. I conned a nice kid. I sold everything you have for $150.
You brought the albums back. That shows some kind of remorse, huh? Shows that you knew how much they meant to me. And you sold everything I own for $150?
I was in a hurry.
Falcone, what happened? I mean, what really happened that changed your life like this?
Sit down. Stand up. All my life, I wanted to be a good magician. Not a great one, just a good one. Well, I realized I never would be, as hard as I tried. It's that way in all fields. Either you got it, or you don't. I don't.
But you look so good on TV.
They gave me a fancy cape and a beautiful trunk, and they made me look good. They can make anybody look good on TV. You never saw Sky King miss a landing. Or Lassie wet on Timmy's little leg. And you never saw how bad a magician I really was.
Who are you kidding? You were great.
Says who?
Says a 7-year-old who lives inside of me. To him, you're the fabulous Falcone, and you always are gonna be.
Well, thank him for me, will you? And good luck with the records.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you gonna go?
Ah, don't worry about me. I'll get by. I got my eye on this nice refrigerator box down in the Bowery.
Please stay with me for a couple of days.
No more charity.
No. This wouldn't be charity. You could do odd jobs for me. You could try to pay back that money you owe me.
I'd like to do that.
Then it's a deal?
Yeah. I could make coffee in the morning, answer your telephone, clean up the house.
You gonna stay?
You want me to, huh?
Yeah, I really do.
It's a deal.
Great. Welcome aboard.
Glad to be here. Did I mention my nurse?
Introducing Bio Channel 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night.